Spirit Catholic Radio presents Holiness Helpers. Join members of the Pro-Sanctity Movement of Omaha in growing in holiness to become saints in the making. Now, Holiness Helpers.
This Holiness Helpers radio program is offered as part of the Pro-Sanctity Movement. The Pro-Sanctity Movement is an international movement in the Church dedicated to spreading the universal call to holiness. The Pro-Sanctity Movement was founded in Italy in 1947 by Bishop De Quinta and is comprised of lay people, consecrated people, and priests. The apostolate includes retreats, summer camp for girls, college and young adult ministry, parish work, secular jobs, spiritual direction, and family formation. The work of the Pro-Sanctity Movement is led by the Apostolic Oblates, belonging to the Secular Institute of the Apostolic Oblates Consecrated to Redemptive Love. A secular institute is a form of consecrated life in the Catholic Church. Members are in the world, but not of the world. Secular institutes are called to be like leaven, hidden, transforming the world from within. For more information, please go to our website at www.prosanctity.org. I'd like to begin our program now with a prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Come, Holy Spirit, Spirit of love and holiness, you who overshadowed Mary, making her mother of the eternal Word, dwell in us and make us apostles of holiness. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen. I'm Lisa Lindsay, and I am your guest moderator today. And that little angelic voice you hear in the background is my good friend, and Teresa Monahan, who's going to introduce herself further.
National Director of the Pro-Sanctity Movement and local moderator here in the Archdiocese of Omaha of Pro-Sanctity.
A Pro-Sanctity. Wonderful. Teresa, it's so great always to have you on the show. And this week we're going to be looking at Chapter 9 from our formation guide, from the 2010-2011 formation, annual plan of formation, A Saint Fully Human, Fully Alive. And Chapter 9 says, a saint is a man or woman of God who always experiences the need for him, the desire to be ever more overwhelmed by his presence.
Beautiful.
That is just, when I read it and when I feel it, just, there's so much to talk about within there. And we have an introduction here. Would you like to share that with us?
Right. The theme that just to pay attention as you listen of our desire and your own desires in your own heart as you listen to this beautiful quote by Carlo Coretto, an Italian spiritual author, now has passed away, but his beautiful writings live on. And this was one from his book called The God Who Comes. I am not alone. In the secret depths of my poor human substance is the presence of God. Not a God who is a solitary, but a God who is Trinity, a God who is love, a God who is Father, a God who is a Son, a God who is Holy Spirit, but a God made one by love, and a God whose love enables me to become one with Him. By finding God in you, you have found yourself. This is fullness lived on earth, contemplating the unity and the Trinity of God, the way in which God loves Himself and loves us in Himself. Carlo Coretto, The God Who Comes.
Well, I am not alone.
Is that what struck you?
Yep. I am not alone. It resounds.
The ping in Lisa's heart was, I am not alone.
Tell me
more about that, Lisa.
Well, I mean, so often, you know, even in a world full of people, we have our family, our children who are around us, our friends. We do feel alone, though. In my home, when I'm going about doing my daily tasks and things that I have to do, so many of us spend so much time in our cars.
That's right.
Alone. And you get that feeling of aloneness. And it's so good to remember, I am not alone. I'm not doing this by myself. I'm not taking care of these children by myself. you know, I'm not taking care of this home by myself. It isn't all up to me.
Actually, hardly anything is up to you. Because the one who created you continues to will you into existence and to sustain you with his love and to immerse you to, well, more than immerse, you already are immersed, to encourage you to be aware of your immersion, better said. Saint Catherine of Siena says, we are like fish in water. We swim in God. And we so swim in him that we have to pause every once in a while to pay attention to the God who is always present to us. We're not alone. We are never alone. In fact, it's impossible to be alone.
Oh, that's so good to know.
And to ponder that and to pay attention to that. In Acts chapter 17, St. Paul says, we grope in the dark, but the God who is within and without is there. We can feel him. We can sense him. He allows his presence to be felt in the mind, felt in the heart and the level of the feelings, and felt in the desires that he stirs in our hearts to respond to him. That's all gift. St. Teresa of Lisieux said it's pure gift. That God wants you and desires you as much as you want and desire him. Augustine says, give what you ask, Lord, and ask what you give. He already has. That's the point. He gives us exactly what we really need, what our hearts really desire. So during this time frame, as we're pondering in Lent, the way of the cross, our union with Jesus, it's important to realize that we desire God first and foremost, and the real carrying of the cross or the agony is not to be in union and communion with the God who loves us and is inspiring us as we sit to be in existence, willing us into existence, desiring our very existence. We feel estranged. We feel strangers. We feel like we're alone. Like, is there anybody out there?
Can you hear me?
Exactly. Does God hear my prayers? How could he not hear my prayers? I have to be convinced of that.
Yes.
That God, of course, hears my prayers. Do I know that he's listening? Now, there's the other side of the coin.
Oh, yes.
Am I aware that he's listening? Am I aware that he is sustaining me? Am I aware that he wills my good? Am I aware that he has placed and planted in my very heart a desire for him? Augustine again, our hearts are restless, O Lord, until they rest in you.
Yes.
So today I wanted to share from the line of Luke chapter 18, verse 1. It's in our formation booklet where Jesus gives a parable. Then Jesus told them a parable about the necessity for them to pray always without becoming weary. To pray always without becoming weary. That has troubled and challenged people through the whole history of the Catholic Church and probably before and will continue on. Does Paul mean we have to say lots of prayers? If that's the case, during this Lent, I failed already.
Oh, no. It couldn't mean that,
no,
then,
no,
Teresa.
No, it can't possibly mean that. But we have had in the Way of the Pilgrim, one of the early spiritual writers, the Philokathia says in the Way of the Pilgrim that the pilgrim sought God, and so he started to say prayers, first 100, then 200, then 3,000, until the prayer became a rhythm in his mind and in his heart. That's okay.
Yes.
The idea and the impetus that motivated him was his desire for God.
Yes.
And so he found a method for communion. But our dear Holy Father, Pope Benedict, invites us to pay attention to what we chew on and allow that to remain in us and become like a continual source of inspiration, a continual source of awareness. And he said to us, this is Pope Benedict, for Lent 2011. So this was his letter out of his letter for us, for this Lent, and could be applied to any Lent or any time frame, really. The Holy Father says, by meditating and internalizing the Word, with a capital W, in order to live it every day, we learn a precious and irreplaceable form of prayer. By attentively listening to God, who continues to speak to our hearts, we nourish the itinerary of faith initiated on the day of our baptism. So the first way to stay connected to God is to be nourished on good food, good spiritual food. And the primary food, the first food group, should be God's Word.
God's Word. Okay.
And internalizing, I like the precious and irreplaceable form of prayer is to internalize God's Word. Another word for this is Lectio Divina. That sacred reading that fills my mind and my heart. And I become, and pardon this little example, but I become like a kangaroo. I can't, she,
what?
You can see Lisa's face. My listeners, my dear listeners, she just got startled there. Yes, we are like a kangaroo. We keep, you know, precious things in our little pocket.
Ah, okay.
And the pocket of our heart, the kangaroo pocket of our heart. It's a simple childlike example, but the kangaroo always has a place to store something. Our hearts are like that.
Mm.
If we store the Word of God in our heart, connected with our mind that gives us intellectual concepts, we have always the food to chew on, the words of God to that assist us in paying attention to Him, responding to Him. We talk to Him with these words. We receive His awarenesses through those words. We come to know the Lord in His Word. We take time to listen to it. We receive it in our hearts. We ponder it. We go over it. We think about it. We pray with it. The ancients would say we chew on it and then we savor it. What can I do all day long to pray always? Savor the Word of God. Savor it in my mind and savor it in my heart. I hear the Lord saying, God is love. I can take that little phrase from the gospel, from the first letter of John, that God is love, and he who abides in love abides in God.
Yes.
I can chew on that all day long.
Yes.
That God is love. So he wills my goodness because he's love. He wants only the best because he's love. I live in that awareness. And it's like having a little snack in my pocket.
Yes.
Anytime I want it, I can go and receive it. I can pay attention to it. It's also like I like images. It helps me to think about things and to keep them in my mind and heart. You know, those little patches you're supposed to have sometimes for medication or if somebody's, I never smoked, but for those that smoke, that, you know, just to get off. Well, this is actually
time release.
Yeah. Time release patch.
Mm-hmm.
So it's always there. It's always working in me. God's Word actually forms me. When we pause with that, God's Word is the formator. It's my constant and abiding teacher, encourages me to be who I'm called to be. God has willed me into existence and invites me to grow in the likeness of His Son, Jesus. God's Word is that food, and I need a time release patch to keep me going.
That's wonderful.
The second point is prayer also, says Pope Benedict, also allows us to gain a new concept of time. Without the perspective of eternity and transcendence. In fact, time simply directs our steps towards a horizon without a future. So in other words, this first point was that when we look at time, if I don't have a perspective of eternity, if I don't see the God of all creation and sense that it's not just here that matters, but here that leads me into eternity, I have a sense of futility.
Yes.
A closedness, a sense of impediment. Where am I going? What am I doing? I have no idea.
What is my purpose?
What is my purpose? Exactly.
Sure.
Instead, says the Holy Father, when we pray, we find time for God to understand that His words will not pass away, to enter into that intimate communion with Him that no one shall take from you. Notice these words, you know, opening us to hope that does not disappoint, eternal life.
Mm.
So we started talking about praying always. This isn't about prayers. Prayers can lead me to intimacy, to communion. But prayer in being in union with the God of all creation, the God of eternity, prayer invites me into a different perspective. I began to see myself journeying always with God. Speaking and listening to Him always, every moment, every hour. sometimes consciously, sometimes not. But it is my direction. It is my choice, my pattern. I say yes to his choice that I live always immersed in him. But I have to respond to that through my actions, through my reaching out to others. Mother Teresa many times didn't feel God within her. But because her perspective was of eternity, that she knew that the God of all creation had called each and every one of us in his image and likeness into this world, she saw God in the other. She saw God in you. She saw God in the poor, in the destitute. She saw God in children, in adults. So her world was filled with godliness, with a desire of her own heart to respond to the God she saw in each and every person. That's prayer. That's praying always. She was always in union with God, the God she experienced in the other person. The poor, the dying, the destitute, the young, the old, the lonely. That was where she discovered the Lord. And so she was never far from him. Even when in her own heart, perhaps she didn't feel on the level of feelings, beautiful, flowery thoughts about God. But she definitely had that deep awareness of God in everything, especially in every person. That makes sense?
Yeah, so she believed. She believed.
She didn't
go on emotion or... Yeah. Feelings. She went on what she believed, and she knew, and she knew that she knew that she knew. Yeah. That was deeply.
She didn't give up her prayer life. In fact, as we know, she and many of the saints give us a witness of praying always by praying many hours of prayer.
Yes,
she really did. And I recently read a little vignette about her where she had to give these big talks all the time, and that must have been quite a burden for her. Mm-hmm. I mean, running from one country to another. Just think about jet lag.
Oh my goodness! Yes.
But when she would pause for 10 minutes in the chapel, she could go out on a stage and talk for 2 hours.
Wow.
It released the already existing word that was in her heart, because she had lived her life pondering that word, pondering the word in her own heart, pondering the word that she discovered in the other.
She was nourished by those words.
Yeah, she was nourished. It was her DNA practically that was already existent. She was created for God, but she stirred it up. She paid attention. She had learned to pause 10 minutes. In a busy world, to learn to pause 10 minutes is very, very important. In our review then of Lent, the final point I'd like to really encourage is, perhaps during this time of Lent, I've become a little lax. I'm not paying attention as much. The demon of busyness has taken my attention.
That's a big one
for
all of us.
It is. We get going. I don't have time. But time and perspective. The God of all time.
Time and perspective. Yeah. I really have to think of that.
Yeah. If I think of eternity, I have a lot of time.
Yes!
So 10 minutes out to do the Stations of the Cross that I promised myself I would do every Friday or even every day. I promised a rosary. I promised to do a little act of kindness, charity. I promised to collect things for the others in the spirit of alms. My almsgiving, my prayer. These sorts of things I set aside because I got so busy. Now's the time to get back to it.
Yes.
Now's the time to regain that perspective. And the perspective isn't just about doing things. That's why I wanted to highlight praying always. In all that you do, pay attention to the God of all eternity who has inspired you into existence and is inviting you into communion. So 10 minutes, Stations of the Cross, I come to know him even better. Giving to the poor and to the needy invites me into the Christ who, as Mother Teresa, saw in every person. The ability to do good things for others is part of my prayer, is part of my sacrifice. And fasting, I fast from something that TV, activities that are really unnecessary, and maybe even a few necessary ones so that I can give a little more time to pondering God's word, paying attention to the good food that I need instead of the extra things that I'm always putting in my mouth or spending, giving myself that opportunity to regain my perspective during the midst of this Lent so I can regain that momentum and journey towards eternity, following the crucified Christ all the way to the cross and to the resurrection.
And to eternal life.
That's right. Don't forget the end. Keep the end in mind. Oh. Or as my mother, little mother, always used to say, we're only here temporarily.
Oh.
We're moving towards heaven. We are pilgrims on the path to heaven.
She had an eternal perspective,
yeah,
didn't she?
Yeah.
Oh, that's wonderful. I'm cherishing what you're saying here, because they do. Those mm-hmm. scriptures do come back to you. One that comes back to me all the time is, I can do all things through mm-hmm. Christ who strengthens me. I can do all things when you get discouraged or feel down. So that's a wonderful.
Lent is a wonderful time to memorize a few key passages. I pray always is a simple little passage that I really thoroughly love to go back to. In Luke chapter 18, verse 1, if you want to look it up, just to go back and see that it's the Lord who invites us to pray always.
Yes.
The necessity to pray always without becoming weary. So just encourage, prayer is all those aspects that we talked about, but really it's breathing and living and being aware that I'm in God, for God, moving towards eternity.
Well, Teresa, as usual, it's been, the time just flies.
Oh my gosh.
And we're coming down to the end of the show. And thank you so much for joining us and helping us on this Lenten journey. I know we want to relate some of the housekeeping items that are going, some things that are going on at Pro Sanctity. Do you want to just
tell us? Well, the most important, especially since we have a little time, but I'd really like to encourage everybody to support Camp Fun and Faith. It's girls' camp that we're running out at the Pro Sanctity Retreat Center. April 9th is a little fundraiser. It's a small family fundraiser, open to everyone. It's April 9th, starting at 5:30 with hors d'oeuvres, 6:30 with the meal. There'll be a little silent auction. Children and family are invited. So please go to our website, www.prosanctity.org, and you'll find all the details.
And it's raising money for the camp.
Raising money for the
camp. The center is a whole other thing.
Lisa's referring to the fact that we had a barn burn, our major center, but that's being rebuilt, and we'll talk about fundraising for that another time. This is really to get the camp up and going. We help our counselors.
The counselors,
we assist them with a little stipend, all the materials that we need for campers, and especially scholarships. No one is turned away.
Yes.
Everyone is received. And so if somebody says, I have a little this, a little that, pay what you can afford or come do service.
They can do service.
They can help volunteer. Many children do that.
Yes, sure.
So this little fundraiser especially helps to replenish the kitty so that we can do that. If you want to just send a donation for a camper or to sponsor a child, that would be wonderful too. But we'd love to see you, because our fundraisers are really more fun than funding.
They are fun. The food's great.
The food is always great. Homemade food. Families involved. Children. Wonderful things for kids. Not too expensive. In fact, you'll see when you look it up, it's according to your family and how many. I know a family of five is coming. Just sent me a little registration. They're paying $60. I mean, it works. It really works in a budget.
Sure.
Can hardly do that going out to McDonald's on a Saturday night.
Are you kidding me?
So come and do something fun, and then there'll be some neat, wonderful items in the little auction also. So that's April 9th at St. Pius here in Omaha, Nebraska, starting at 5:30, hors d'oeuvres, 6:30, the meal and all the fun. And Father Damien Cook is our MC.
Father Cook, hooray!
Father Cook from St. Peter's here in the Archdiocese. Lots of fun, a great jokester, and a holy man.
That's
you'll
good entertainment.
Yeah,
good holy good. Entertainment for everyone. That's wonderful. And you go to, like Teresa said, you'll go to the website, which is www.prosanctity.org. You'll find out all, there's so much going on with Pro Sanctity. Yeah. All praise be to God.
Yeah.
The Love is Fire National Pro Sanctity Convention is July 29th through the 31st. We've got amazing Cardinal Arinzi is coming here. We'll talk. We've got lots to talk about on that later,
we'll go
too.
Over if we do.
Lots of that. Okay, so just go to our website, prosanctity.org. And finally, let's close with a prayer, shall we? I'm just going to do this excerpt from the Pro Sanctity prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Jesus, divine master, who came down from heaven, give us the desire to be heroic in every virtue and the trust to attain holiness with the help of Mary, your mother and our mother. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Teresa.
God bless you, Lisa. Thank you.
You've been listening to Holiness Helpers on Spirit Catholic Radio. To find out more about the ProSanctity movement, visit their website, www.prosanctity.org.
The ProSanctity motto, Tutti Santi, Tutti Fratelli, all saints, all brothers and sisters.